All right, let's dive into this. Imagine a school just completely transforming, like right in front of you. We're talking Wish from School. And what's happening there is, well, it's quite something, a real masterclass in coordination.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, a paint job or a few fixes. This is a massive full-scale modernization. Think all hands on deck. You've got 10 different contractors, the school's own crew, who are fantastic, by the way.
Right.
And yeah. Apollo, sort of. Conducting the whole orchestra.
So our mission today really is to unpack that. How does a huge complex project like this actually, you know, move forward safely on schedule?
Exactly. What are the specific jobs being done and who are the key people making it happen? Because it's more than just building stuff. It's a really strategic investment for them.
And when they say all hands, you can really see it. Just this last week, they got a new walk-in fridge and freezer delivered. Concrete pads poured, ready for install right in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Plus more pads for the chiller. Yeah. It's like the big AC unit, right?
Yeah, the heart of the cooling system for building that size. And new propane tanks, too.
And they're doing all this other work, rerouting sprinklers, moving grass, digging these huge trenches for all the underground pipes and wires.
That's a real symphony of work, as you said. Mm-hmm. But keeping it from becoming chaos, that's the trick.
So how do they manage that? Prevent everyone from tripping over each other.
Well, that's where Apollo's detailed planning is crucial. Take the cooling system cabinets, the indoor AC units. Mm-hmm. Total Energy is delivering and installing those carefully, classroom by classroom, for student comfort, obviously.
Okay.
And then at the same time, or maybe just after, TANS Mechanical is insulating all that duct work.
Ah, which is super important for efficiency. Yeah, so you don't lose the cool air.
Precisely. Vital for energy savings.
Mm.
The challenge is making sure, you know, the insulators aren't waiting for the installers, or vice versa. Timing is everything.
So who are these key players? You mentioned 10 contractors. That sounds like a lot of specialists.
It absolutely is. You've got Mackin and Little, for instance.
Yeah.
They're the experts handling the copper piping for the new steam heat and the chiller systems.
Okay, the plumbing side, sort of.
Right. Then Total Energy, they're doing the main HVAC units and the classroom ductwork, kind of the lungs of the new system.
Gotcha.
Wrecking Ball is managing demolition and concrete cutting. And that's often more like surgery than just smashing things down, you know, making space carefully.
Precise work.
Yeah. And Drywall Interiors, well, their name says it all. Getting those walls prepped and finished.
And what about, like, the groundwork, the site itself?
Good question. Gorge Dirt Works is handling all the digging, the excavation, site prep, laying the literal foundation. Gorge Creek provides the concrete needed for pads, foundations, whatever is required.
Okay.
Then Schutbach Builders and TANS Mechanical support framing, insulation, other mechanical systems. And DKB Insulation is another specialist, really focusing on making sure that ductwork is perfectly sealed, maximum efficiency.
Wow, quite a list. And Apollo holds it all together.
They're the glue. Absolutely. It's more than just a schedule. It's real-time problem solving, like making sure electrician A finishes before drywaller B covers up the wires.
Right, avoiding rework.
Exactly. That keeps things moving, minimizes delays and costs.
It really does sound like a construction ballet. And we have to mention the Wishfirm team, too. Jason Cooper, Elijah Cooper, June Cates, Caleb Rowan.
Definitely. Their contribution is huge. They're hauling materials, taking out old cabinets, cleaning, organizing. Their hands-on involvement, that ownership, it's fundamental to the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's maybe most impressive, certainly for the community, is how this whole massive project is paid for.
Right. Connecting back to the big picture, this whole overhaul, all these improvements, they're fully funded by a pretty substantial grant, $6 million.
Yeah.
From the Small District Modernization Grant Program.
$6 million. And the key part.
The key part, and Superintendent Churchwell did incredible work securing this, is that there's no direct cost to local taxpayers.
That's huge.
It is. Wishram is, understandably, really proud to be one of the few districts in Washington State to get this kind of investment, and it ties directly back to their core belief.
The children are the key to our success.
Exactly. This huge upgrade, the modern facilities, the better infrastructure, it all directly supports that mission, creating a better environment for those kids to learn and succeed.
So, thinking about this for you, our listener, what does this project signal? It shows, I think, how smart funding strategies can bypass the usual local tax debates, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful example.
The $6 million project, zero cost to local taxpayers. This grant model, it suggests a path forward. districts using state-level programs for major upgrades. It opens up possibilities, you know, for other communities looking for that kind of transformation, maybe without needing a local bond issue.
A different way to think about investing in education infrastructure.
Definitely something to consider. How strategic planning and grant writing could unlock similar futures elsewhere.